families you have to subsidize, you might be lucky to break even. But you already know that success is more than money.
That's all the time we have. Thank you for joining us for the Noon Book Hour. We hope you'll join us again tomorrow for our next installment from the Recording Library of West Texas.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, Women's Health, followed by Get Fit at 1:30. Here's what's happening on the Noon Book Hour. Starting Thursday, January 26th, we're reading West of the Pecos by Zane Grey. Templeton Lambeth had desperately wanted a son, an heir to ride by his side through the ranges west of the Pecos River. But to his disappointment, his wife bore a girl. His hopes crushed and in denial, he decides to raise his daughter as if she were a boy. In honor of Lambeth's more successful brother, they named her Terrell. Upon the arrival of the Civil War, Lambeth enlists in Lee's army, leaving behind his wife and tomboy daughter, with hopes to reconcile living in the shadow of his brother. By the time the war ends, Lambeth returns a colonel, and his wife has passed. Tired of his old life as a cotton planter, he packs up with his tomboy daughter, Rill, and heads for the alluring western frontier to start anew. After they arrive in the West, the colonel is brutally murdered. Rill, disguised as a youth of 18 who rode with the toughest, is left to fend for herself in the Wild West, swarming with outlaws. Enter the one they call Pecos Smith, a rugged desperado with a mysterious past and one bad reputation, though he may not be what he seems. West of the Pecos by Zane Grey, starting Thursday, January 26th. The Noon Book Hour, weekdays at noon and 2 a.m. on Recording Library of West Texas Radio.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 35 with rain showers. Tonight, a few showers with a low in the low 30s. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 30s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 1 p.m.
Hello, and welcome to our program. My name is Penae McBride, and I will be reading Women's Health here on Sight into Sound Radio. Today's articles come from Prevention Magazine, the January 2023 issue. Five myths about habits. Like the odor of cigarette smoke, outdated beliefs can linger. Here's how to overcome behavioral hurdles. Myth 1. Breaking or forming a habit is all about willpower. Myth Buster. It's much more about your environment, says Wendy Wood, PhD, a professor of psychology and business at the University of Southern California, and the author of Good Habits, Bad Habits. Habits are formed not by active will, but by repeating rewarded behaviors in a stable environment. If you remain in the same environment, simply trying hard not to do something or to do something new will be difficult to sustain. Let's say you've always enjoyed just one cigarette when you go to a certain bar. You might be motivated to quit, but the habit will be activated when you're there. You can't simply make a decision and change a habit. That old behavior will still be brought to mind by places where you usually smoked in the past. But if you do go to a different place where you're not used to lighting up, you may not have this automatic urge. Instead of focusing on commitment or willpower, says Wood, focus on the environment and how to structure it. This may be as minor as, say, putting healthy food within reach or keeping your cell phone plugged in instead of in your pocket when you're at home, so it's harder to check it constantly. Myth 2, going cold turkey is the best way to quit smoking. Mythbuster, by the 6-month mark, about 95% of people who tried to quit smoking cold turkey are back at it. Your best bet for nipping a nicotine habit is a combination of nicotine replacement therapies, or NRTs, or medication, and counseling, says Judson Brewer, MD, PhD, an associate professor at Brown University and the executive medical director at ShareCare. Using an NRT, such as the nicotine patch or nicotine gum, for instance, increases chances of quitting by 50 to 60%, research shows. Want to boost those odds even more? Get some support, such as from therapy or non-smoking programs. A review of 83 studies found that adding behavioral support, whether in person or by phone, to medication increased people's chances of putting the habit in the rear view by 10 to 20%. Myth 3. Once you've had a habit for a long time, it's permanent. Mythbuster. It's true that old habits are harder to break because they're more ingrained in your routine, but breaking them is far from impossible. The good news is that our brains are always plastic. The more we pay attention to the habit cycle, the faster we can break habits, no matter how long we've had them. To break a habit, you need to disrupt the habit cycle, removing cues, changing your routine, and replacing the reward. Let's say you stop for a chocolate shake on your drive home from work every day. Your cue is getting into your car. Your behavior is buying the shake, and the reward is the tasty treat. To break the cycle, you might leave work earlier or later and change your route home. Instead of the shake, you might reward yourself with a dishy podcast in the car. If you can find something more rewarding than your old bad habit, you can rewrite that habit by remembering and experiencing the positive result of a good habit, Dr. Brewer says. Myth 4. You have to do something every day to make it a habit. Mythbuster. Taking a day off isn't a deal breaker, found a study in the European Journal of Social Psychology. The same study found that it could take anywhere from 18 to 254 days to form a habit, and a day off didn't hurt the chances of making that behavior a habit. However, the more often you do something, the faster your brain will become accustomed to the behavior and make it automatic, Dr. Brewer says. Once the habit is established, it will become your default, even if you're not always in the same place or situation. It is possible to form habits with things you repeat less often than daily, such as going to church weekly, he adds, but these may take longer to stick. Myth 5. Once you understand how good something is for you, it will be easy to make it a habit. Mythbuster. If that were true, we'd all eat tons of veggies, get 7 hours of sleep a night, and exercise daily. Good intentions are, well, good, but research has repeatedly found that educating people about the benefits of a certain behavior doesn't lead to major changes. That's the tricky thing about habits. What you're trying to do doesn't matter. What you actually do does. So, what's the best way to form healthy habits? Make it as friction-free as possible to to repeat the desired behavior. One study showed that people who lived closer to their gyms, 3.7 miles away or less, worked out 5 or more times a month, compared with just once a month for those whose gym was 5.1 miles away. Reducing friction for healthy behaviors makes it easy to repeat them into habits. Does it work? Freezing off fat. Cool sculpting has been in the news recently for both its benefits and its risks. Here's what the experts say. Get rid of stubborn fat without exercise, diet, or surgery? Cool sculpting, a technology that removes fat cells by freezing them to death, promises you to do just that. While the pricey procedure, from $850 to more than $5,000, wins raves from some, supermodel Linda Evangelista is just one of the patients who say their treatment led to a rare side effect. PAH, which expands fat cells. Here's what we know. Fab freezer burn. Cool sculpting was invented by two dermatologists inspired by a phenomenon known as popsicle paniculitis, in which children who suck on ice pops sometimes lose fat in their cheeks, creating dents. The process they developed, known as cryolipolysis, pulls the targeted fatty areas onto the head of a paddle-type device that draws heat out of the tissue, killing the fat cells without harming the surrounding tissue. The area is then massaged to help the body eliminate the dead cells. Common targets include the thighs, the abdomen, love handles, and bra fat. Anyone with localized bulges up to the size of 2 fists that they haven't been able to get rid of with dieting or weight loss is a candidate, says Lisa Donofrio, MD, an associate clinical professor of dermatology at Yale University School of Medicine. With fewer fat cells in the treated area, any weight gained won't return to that spot, so the treatment is considered permanent. The science says, since being approved by the FDA in 2010, Cool Sculpting has been used more than 8 million times. A 2020 study showed that patients experienced a 19 to 23% reduction of fat in the targeted area. Repetition may be required for best results. The most common side effects are bruising, numbness, and swelling at the site, all of which resolve with time, says Dr. Donofrio. But PAH does happen. Manufacturer data reports PAH in 1 of every 4,000 treatments, but some say it's more common. We don't know why it occurs, but the combination of vacuum and temperature may stimulate fat cell growth around the machine head, says Dr. Donofrio. What it feels like. Linka Adams of Napa, California, underwent the procedure twice to remove love handles and belly fat. She says that when the paddles started to squeeze, it felt a bit like a mammogram until the cold began. The area numbed quite swiftly, she says, and the massage afterward was intense as her flesh warmed. Adams developed bruises both times, but they faded in a week. While she doesn't plan to do it again, she says she loves the results. The bottom line, while cool sculpting is not recommended for weight loss, it can permanently trim areas of persistent localized fat. James Ralston, MD, who owns the Dermatology Center of McKinney in Texas, recommends finding a practitioner who uses the new cup-shaped applicators, which are safer than the older parallel plates. 10 things you need to know about vitamins. No doubt you've heard claims that they boost energy, save your memory, and prevent serious disease. But there is no one-pill-helps-all solution, and good research is in short supply. Here's what you should know to make smart decisions. You're listening to Women's Health on Sight into Sound Radio. You can listen to Sight into Sound on one of our specially tuned radios, channel 8.5 on TV, streaming on your computer or smartphone, as well as Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices. You can also listen at your convenience on our archives page at sightintosound.org. We are Sight into Sound Radio since 1967. And now back to our article about vitamins. Number one, nutritious meals beat a pill or a powder pretty much every time. People forget they're supposed to supplement food, not replace it, says Monica Moreno, RDN, lead dietitian of Essence Nutrition in Miami. Vitamin supplements are useful to enhance the benefits of a well-balanced diet, loaded with nutritious vegetables, fruits, whole grains, and proteins, not to offset too many drive-through trips. But despite the food-first mantra nutrition experts preach, more than half of Americans rely on supplements to try to meet their needs, and we spend close to $50 billion a year on them. People think it's easier to pop a pill than to actually address a nutrition knowledge gap or an intake shortfall. 2. Multivitamins might protect you from dementia and cognitive decline. Research on the efficacy of brain-boosting, memory-aiding supplements has been mixed, and in 2019, the Global Council on Brain Health published a report questioning so-called memory supplements, a multi-billion-dollar business that targets the aging population. But the findings of a new study published in Alzheimer's and Dementia showed that supplements could play a role in improving cognition and possibly slowing brain aging. Researchers who were looking at whether taking daily cocoa extract or a multivitamin for 3 years could benefit cognition expected to see benefits from regular use of cocoa extract, but they instead found that multivitamins measurably improved memory and executive function in older adults. Our findings opened up a new avenue for investigation to identify a potentially simple and highly accessible strategy to protect against cognitive decline, says Laura D. Baker, Ph.D., one of the study's lead investigators and a professor of gerontology and geriatric medicine at Wake Forest University School of Medicine in North Carolina. Nothing is definitive, but, says Baker, we are planning a larger study with even more participant diversity to confirm our initial findings and better understand why multivitamins might offer protection against cognitive decline. 3. There are folks who very likely need certain supplements. People on restricted diets, as well as those facing food insecurity, or with certain gastric disorders that inhibit nutrient absorption might not be having all their nutritional needs met. Auslander Moreno recommends a B vitamin complex and iron, as well as an omega-3 supplement, to some of her vegan clients. People with anemia or inflammatory bowel disease, as well as pregnant and lactating women, often need some degree of supplementation too, she says, and folks who have had gastric bypass or live with Crohn's disease may also be deficient. People over 50 may need a boost of specific micronutrients in their diets, as we tend to absorb some nutrients, like B vitamins, less well as we age. Dr. Moreno recommends supplements not to all of her clients, but only to those for whom intake of a nutrient is or risks being suboptimal, she explains. 4. Vitamins are not proven to reduce the risk of cancer or heart disease. According to the latest report from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, there is insufficient evidence that your daily multi is protecting you from these two major diseases. When the task force examined the effects of vitamins A, B3, B6, B12, C, D, and E, as well as multivitamins, calcium, and several other nutrients, it found little or no benefit to popping a daily pill in preventing any form of cancer or heart disease, the leading causes of death in the United States. I and my colleagues have been following the literature around supplements, and there remains no convincing evidence that for otherwise healthy adults who have a healthful diet, supplements offer much in the way of benefits, says Jeffrey Linder, MD, Chief of General Internal Medicine in the Department of Medicine at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago, and author of an editorial published in JAMA. In fact, says Dr. Linder, relying on multivitamins may breed complacency. Multivitamins and supplements are probably distracting people from things that will help them live longer, like eating a healthful diet, getting exercise, being a healthy weight, and avoiding smoking. That said, if you are not eating well or are at risk of deficiencies because of a health condition, you should talk to your doctor and follow their advice on whether supplementing makes sense for you. Not all vitamin supplements are created equal. Number 5. The supplement industry is not regulated like the pharmaceutical industry. The FDA, sadly, is under-equipped to regulate supplements, says Dr. Moreno, and manufacturers aren't required to gain approval or meet specific FDA safety or efficacy standards before products hit store shelves. I would prefer if we had a system where supplements were subject to rigorous regulation and maintenance auditing to keep people safe and informed. For now, your best bet is to look for recognized third-party testing certifications that can verify the quality of what you're buying. NSF and USP, for example, ensure that a supplement contains what it says it does and that it doesn't have unacceptable levels of impurities. 6. You should talk to your doctor before you start taking a supplement. They can help you determine if any vitamins you might need, and whether there are any potential interactions with the medications you're taking. Some supplements can change the metabolism, absorption, or excretion of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, and this can affect how well a medication works. If you're taking a blood thinner, for example, you should avoid supplementing with vitamin E, as it also has a blood thinning effect. And someone taking a B12 supplement, who is then given metformin for type 2 diabetes, may require a bigger dose of B12 than before. That's why taking a DIY approach to supplementing isn't a great idea. 7. A daily dose of vitamin D doesn't guarantee healthy bones. The first large randomized controlled study in the U.S. found that vitamin D pills, taken with or without calcium, had no effect on bone fracture rates. People who have osteoporosis or low bone mass may still require a supplement. Some still argue that vitamin D supplements help with immune function and reduce inflammation, but it's more complicated than that, according to findings from the recent vitamin D and omega-3 trial. Low vitamin D levels are associated with almost everything from colon cancer to cardiovascular disease and other conditions, says Dr. Linder. However, there's no evidence that supplementing with vitamin D prevents any of these things from happening. Unfortunately, this is another ask-your-doctor situation. 8. If you hope to get pregnant, take a multi. This is advisable because it contains folic acid, a B vitamin important for metabolism and cell growth. Most people get enough. Many foods, including breads, pastas, and breakfast cereals, are enriched with folic acid. And folate is found naturally in a number of fruits, vegetables, and legumes, including leafy green vegetables, oranges, and beans. But folic acid is so effective at preventing some major birth defects when moms-to-be supplement with it before and during early pregnancy that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends that all women of reproductive age take 400 micrograms of folic acid and that pregnant women also get 400 micrograms. 9. Certain vitamins can be bad for your health. Some have the potential to do more harm than good, especially in higher doses. One serious example is that people who have cancer should not take vitamin C during chemotherapy, as it may reduce the effectiveness of treatment. The USP-STF guidelines caution against beta-carotene, since it has been found to increase the chances of cardiovascular death and lung cancer, particularly in people who smoke. They also raise a red flag about vitamin A. In excess, vitamin A is associated with decreased bone density, hip fractures, and liver problems, explains Dr. Linder. Pets and kids should be kept away from vitamins not intended for them. Number 10. There is a lot we just don't know. We should be investing in a lot more nutrition research, says Taylor C. Wallace, PhD, a nutrition scientist and an affiliate professor in the Department of Nutrition and Food Studies at George Mason University in Virginia. We already know what we feed our bodies has a great deal to do with our short-term wellness and long-term health. But all things considered, there's not a lot of research being done to understand exactly which nutrients we need and in which quantities. He says, only about 5% of the National Institutes of Health annual budget is allocated to nutrition research. That's why Wallace sees a daily multivitamin as a low-risk way to protect yourself against possible hidden micronutrient deficiencies. A multivitamin is like a bit of added insurance, he says.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, Get Fit, followed by USA Today at 2. Here's what's happening on the Mystery Hour. Starting Tuesday, January 17th, we're reading The Secret Witness by Victor Methos. From the best-selling author of A Killer's Wife comes the thrilling first installment in the Shepherd and Gray series, featuring a young sheriff who teams up with a former prosecutor to stop a copycat killer. So begins an anonymous letter published in a Utah newspaper after a young couple is viciously murdered. Toole County Sheriff Elizabeth Gray leads the investigation into the double homicide, which is eerily reminiscent of a string of brutal killings years ago. When the letter leads detectives to yet another body, Gray calls on an old friend to help. Former prosecutor Solomon Shepherd is still struggling to recover from the deadly courtroom attack that ended his career. He's been keeping a safe distance from the action, teaching criminology seminars about serial murders and psychopathology, until Gray asks for his help on the Reaper case. As the body count mounts, Shepherd and Gray race to unravel the deranged design of a copycat killer and find themselves in a face-off with an enemy they never saw coming. The Secret Witness by Victor Methos, starting Tuesday, January 17th. The Mystery Hour, weeknights at 11 on Recording Library of West Texas Radio. Read by listening.
Now here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 35 with fog. Tonight, a few showers with a low in the low 30s. Then tomorrow, clear with a high in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 30s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas.
Welcome to Get Fit. This is Gay Gilbert. Take a long, deep breath, inhaling and exhaling. Always that mental image of light coming in and gray coming out. Come on, breathe for me. Terrific. Okay, sitting up nice and straight, we'll bring the shoulders up and to the back and down and to the front. Pay attention to your body. Shoulders up and to the back and down and to the front. Shoulders way up and to the back and down and to the front. Last time, shoulders way up and to the back and down. Sitting up nice and straight, we're going to do an exercise for the spine. And I want you to visualize this as we do it. This is for stress. It's to make a healthy spine. So sitting up nice and straight, we're going to push the chest out. Head is up. Push the chest way out. Shoulders are back. And that's stretching the inside of your spine. And now slowly let the head roll forward, chin on the chest, the shoulders slump forward, the chest is in. Come on, pay attention to your body. And now slowly bring the head up, way up high, shoulders begin to push to the back. Chest is out. Okay, stretching the inside of your spine. I want you to visualize that. And now very slowly begin to bring the head forward, the shoulders forward, the chest goes in, very relaxed forward, almost curling forward, not from the waist, but from the shoulders. And this is stretching the outside of your spine, the vertebrae opening up on the outside. Here we go again. And we're going to add breathing to this, okay? Inhale as you begin to bring the head up. And the shoulders back and the chest out. And now exhale when you're in the position. Chest is out, head is way up, shoulders are way back. And now begin to inhale as you begin to let the head go forward. The shoulders roll forward. The chest cave in. And exhale. One more time. Inhale as you begin to bring the head up. Pay attention to your body. And the shoulders back and the chest out. And when you're in the position of pressing as far back as you can with the shoulders and the chest out, exhale. And inhale. As you begin to roll the head forward, the chest goes in, the shoulders roll forward, really slump forward. And exhale when you're in the position. terrific. Sit up nice and straight. A smile is on your face. And lift the right shoulder to the ear. Hold it up there, the right shoulder to the ear. And now let it flop. Left shoulder up, way up, and let it flop. Right shoulder up, and let it flop. Left shoulder up, and let it flop. Terrific. And now I'm going to give you an exercise that's really good for you to do just before you go to bed. Or if you're stressed or tired, it really re-energizes you, but also it relaxes you. So it kind of sounds strange to say you're relaxed and you're energized, but it's good. It's all good. Okay, inhale. As you bring the arms high over the head, stretching, feel the stretch in your waist. And begin to exhale as you begin to bring the head down and the arms down. Arms come down and hang by the side of the legs, the head. Keep rolling forward. If you can put your head in your lap, it's good. It's really good. Okay, now we're going to straighten up, and the first thing to straighten is your head. Lift your head up. Lift your shoulders up. And now begin to lift your arms high over your head, stretching. And now we're going to roll forward again, and the first thing to come forward are your arms, and then your head comes forward, and then you bend at the waist, and you're exhaling as you go, and now you're down as far as you can go. If you can put your head in your lap, I'm loving it. But if you can't, do the best you can do. I'm depending on it. One last time. Let's do it one last time. This is so good for you. Inhale. Begin to straighten up. Your arms come up. Your head comes up. Everything is up. And now exhale as you begin to roll down a little bit. The arms come down first, hanging on the sides of your legs. And begin to roll forward until your head is as close to your lap as you can get it. All right. Great. And now straighten your body up. Straighten your body up. And I think we'll just go now to something a little more jazzy. Let's go to Hallelujah Arms, okay? Reaching up on the right side, grabbing some sky, grabbing some energy. You know, just visualize that's a ball of energy up in the air that you're bringing down to your body, okay? Put it in your mind. The mind's a great thing. Put it in your mind. Here we go, one side and then the other. Hallelujah Arms, and we're going to really go at this. But you know what? If you can't really go at it, do the best you can do. Move your body. It's important. Here we go. Side to side, and grab some sky, and grab, and grab, and breathe, and grab, and breathe, and grab, and breathe, and grab, and breathe, and grab, and breathe. Alternating from side to side, and grab, and grab. Keep the visualization there. Grab. Grab energy, grab energy, grab, 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 side to side, grab, 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 stop if you're tired, grab, 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 alternating, no bent elbows, straighten those arms, grab, 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 woo-ha, and now shake your arms out, shake your arms out. Make your hands in soft fist, and we'll rotate at the wrist, first one way, and now the other, and remember, it's in the wrist. You know, you just don't know how many people just wave their arms around because they forgot where their wrists were. Anyway, shake your hands out now, and we're going to take one hand, and we're going to take the thumb of the other hand, and we're going to fold it into the palm of the hand. Stretch. I know you think this is a silly exercise, but when it's hard to lift something, hard to take a top off of a jar, these are the exercises you need to do. Okay? The thumb on one hand is brought into the palm of the hand, and now you release. And now the finger, first finger, and release. And the second finger, release. And the third finger, and release. And the pinky, and release. And shake your hand out. Now, if you can do this, you know, voluntarily, you don't need one hand to help the other, that's even better. But whatever it takes to keep those hands going, okay? The thumb is in the palm of the hand. And now relax. Now the first finger, and relax. The next finger, and relax. And the next finger, and relax. And the pinky, and relax. And shake your hand out. Okay? Shake your hand out.
Okay, we're going to bring the arms out to the side. Bring the arms out to the side. And remember, I always say, in a safe area, we always meet. Palms and the hands down. This time, we're going to do huge, big circles forward. Big circles forward. Big as you can make them. Big circles. Big circles. Breathing. Breathing. Big circles. Almost like you're flying. Big circles. Big circles. Big circles. Breathing. Breathing. And now relax. Shake the top part of your body out. Woo! Okay, we're going to work on the lower part of the body. Lift your right foot and rotate at the ankle. And when you're exercising without me, which I hope you do, always remember that if you're working on one part of the body, do as many exercises on that part as you can, because the blood and the oxygen is there. It's warming the body, all those good things. Okay, we're still rotating at the ankle if you stopped. Okay, now rotate the opposite direction. Rotate the opposite direction. You're sitting up nice and straight, and I hope you're smiling. And rotate, and rotate. Good. And now shake your foot out. Shake your foot out. The other foot, lift, and rotate. And lift and rotate. Good. And now the other direction. Right in the ankle, no waving the leg around. And shake your foot out. Okay, feet flat on the floor. Let's lift the heels up and stretch the feet. And now relax. Lift the heels up. Toes are on the floor. Really stretch the arches. You'll feel it in the front part of your foot. You'll feel it a little bit in the Achilles tendon, in the back of your foot, leg. And now relax. And lift the heels way up. Come on. This is a time to think about your body. Nothing else. No cheating. And the heels go down. One more time. Heels up. Stretch. Good. Feel that? And relax. Last time, stretch the heels up. I always sneak another one in, right? And down. Feet flat on the floor, and now we're going to lift the toes up. We're going to swing the feet, or swing back on the heels. Lift the other part of the foot, swing back on the heels. Now you'll really feel this in the backs of your legs and your Achilles tendon a lot. You should. It's good for you. And relax. And up, back on the heels. Down, up, swing back on the heels. Down, swing back on the heels, good. And down, and swing back on the heels. And down. Okay, put the hands on your knees so that your knees stay together as we do this exercise. This is for the thigh, the outer thigh, the inner thigh, and the hip. Okay, hold on to those knees lightly. Just be sure they don't separate and you get lazy. Here we go. And we're going to lift the right foot and swing it to the outside. Swing it to the outside. Okay. We're going to do 10 of them. One and two and breathing and three, four and five, six, breathing, seven and eight and nine and 10. Okay, the other side. And don't let your head drop down. You know, face the world. It's great. Okay, here we go. 10, 1, and 2, and breathing, and 3, 4, and 5, and 6, and 7, 8, and 9, and 10, and relax. Stomp your feet a little bit, stomp your feet a little bit. Okay, lift the right foot up, and point your toe, and flex your heel, and point your toe, breathing, and flex your heel. Point your toe, flex your heel. Point your toe and flex your heel. Leg swings, the foot is relaxed, and we're just going to swing down, not touching the floor, and up. You're not flexing your heel this time. And here we go. And one, and two, and three. Leg swings, and four, five, and breathing. Six, seven, and eight, nine, and 10, and 11, and 12, and 13, and 14, and 15. I gave you five extra ones in case you didn't know it. Okay, lift up. Here we go. And let's swing. And one, and two, three, and four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. The foot is not touching the floor. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 and 15. Keep that leg up. Point your toe. Flex your heel. 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 One more time. Point your toe and flex your heel. And relax. Sitting up nice and straight. Now we're going to lift both legs up. While the energy is there and the warmth is there, we're going to lift both legs up. And we're going to flex our heels and keep them flexed. We're going to flex our heels and keep them flexed. And inhale, exhale as you open the legs. Keep the heels flexed. Pay attention to your body. Inhale, bring the legs together. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale, three. Inhale. Exhale, four. Inhale, exhale, five. Inhale, exhale, six. Inhale, exhale, seven. Inhale, exhale, eight. Inhale, exhale, nine. Inhale, exhale, ten. And shake your legs out. Shake your legs out. Good. Good. And now we're going to do the hug me. Hug and push. Hug and push. Hug your body and just, you know, really hug your body. Hug. All right, and we're going to bend the elbows and we're going to push to the back. And so you might want to slide a little teeny bit forward so you have a little room to push to the back. Okay? And hug and push, faces up, liking to do this. Here we go. And hug and push and hug and push. Hug, push, hug, push. Hug and push, hug, push, hug and push, hug, push, hug, push, hug and push, hug, push, hug, push, hug, push, hug, push, hug and push. And take a breath, inhaling life and energy, and seeing it in your mind as light, white. And exhaling negative. It's gray. Get it away from you. There you go. Okay, now we're going to bring the arm across the body. It's the hug and touch. So the bottom stays on the chair during this exercise. Don't lift that bottom up. And your shoulders stay as square as you can make them. In other words, your face stays forward. Your face stays forward when you do this exercise. Bring the right arm across the body and tap the left side of the back of the chair or stretch as much as you can and stretch. It's all in the waist. And now we'll go to the other side and stretch. And now we're going to add a breath to this. You're going to inhale when you're relaxed, filling the body with energy, and exhale when you stretch. Here we go, side to side. And we'll do, I don't know, we'll do five or six on each side, whatever. Okay, here we go. Faces forward. Inhale, exhale, stretch. Hug, touch. Inhale, exhale, hug and touch. Inhale, arms across the body, hugging and touching. Inhale, hug, and touch the back of your chair. Inhale, exhale, hug, and touch. Inhale, exhale, hug, and touch. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. One more on each side. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Okay, sitting up nice and straight. Energy's in the top part of your body. So we're going to lift the shoulders way up. And to the back again, and down into the front. Lift the shoulders way up. Don't let your head drip forward, drop it all forward. Up and back in front. Lift the shoulders way up, and to the back, and to the front. Lift the shoulders way up, and to the back, and to the front. Okay, we're going to bend our elbows and put the palms of your hands on the elbows. But we're not going to hold on this time. We're just going to lay them there. And then we're going to open up the arms wide. So we did one before where we had the hands on top of the hands. Now it's the hands on top of the elbows, loosely. So then we're going to swing out and come back to that position. It's more of a folded position. Hands on elbows in front of the body and then swinging them straight out to the sides. As far back as you can stretch, as far back as you can stretch, really flinging your body open, inhaling when you have them folded on top of the elbows, and exhaling when you stretch. We'll do 10 of these. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, two, and three, and four, and five, energy, and six, energy, seven, and eight, and nine, and ten, and that's it, just ten, terrific, that's great. Take a long, deep breath, inhaling and exhaling. And now we're going to hold the opposite elbow. Hold the opposite elbow, you know, the square on your chest in front of your body. And now we're going to lift that up, high up. Keep your face up and lift as high as you can. Lift those arms up over your head if you can, but holding onto the elbows always. You know, that's what makes it good. Okay, inhale when you're relaxed. Exhale when you lift. And inhale down. And exhale, lift. Good. Inhale down. And exhale. Feel that in your shoulders. Inhale. And exhale. And inhale. And exhale. And inhale. And exhale. And inhale. And exhale. And relax. Lift your shoulders up a little bit and just let them flop. Okay, we're going to do a bottom row. Always, we do this every time. This is a great little exercise. You can do this any time of the day and it works. Bringing blood and oxygen to that part of your body, circulation, it burns fat, burns excess. Okay, roll from side to side. It's a silly little roll, not a big roll, just coming up on the edge of your hip, just barely rolling side to side, always in the safe chair, always liking to do this. Yeah, this is good, rolling side to side, come on, roll and roll and roll. Breathe, your face is up. The rest of your body is relaxed. You're just sitting there rolling it away. Roll and roll and roll. Roll and roll and roll. Roll side to side and roll and roll. Roll and roll and now relax. Sitting up nice and straight, tighten your buttocks. And relax. Tighten your buttocks. And relax. Tighten your buttocks. And relax. Tighten and relax. And now we're going to do a tummy exercise that has to do with a lot of breathing. So we're going to inhale. I want you to put your hands on your abdomen, on your tummy, and breathe in. Breathe in as much as you can breathe in. Breathe. You're breathing through your nose. Your nose is your respiratory organ. Breathe in. And now breathe out. And we're going to add to this, inhale, push it way out. Push, push, push. Breathe in, breathe in. Big belly, big belly. Exhale, contract. Way in, way in. Really contract. Feel like your abdomen is going back to your spine. Inhale. You're sitting up nice and straight so you can really feel this. Exhale. Come on, pull that tummy in. Pull it way in. It's almost to your backbone. And inhale, fill it up. And exhale and contract. And inhale. And exhale and contract, way in. Once more, inhale, fill it up. Exhale and contract. And now sitting up nice and straight, we're going to do this without the breathing, and it's going to be a short pull in, contracting and releasing, okay? Of course you're breathing, but not the breathing we did before. You're always breathing. Good breath. But this is just a little exercise that we don't have that deep breathing with. Sitting up nice and straight, pull your tummy in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. Think about your tummy, pull it in and out, 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 in and out. Stop and breathe. Deep breath. We're going to do that again. Tummy in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. Come on. In and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, and deep breath. And you know, you don't have to talk when you're doing yours. I have to talk. So come on, try it. Here we go again. In and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. Working in and out, in and out. Little pulls, little pulls, little pulls. Relax. In and out, in and out, in and out. And now deep breath. Terrific. Okay, shake your body out a little bit. And we're going to do some walking. Hands in soft fist. If you like to stand and walk, Stand in a safe place, no throw rugs. I can't stand it. If you have socks on, be sure it's not a slippery place. You could stand behind a chair and hold onto the chair if you like and just walk. Walk in place, walk. Walk in your chair, walk, walk. Hands in soft fist if you're not holding onto the chair. Elbows are back and forth and walk. Walk and walk. Feel good. Your shoulders are relaxed. Your face is up. And walk and walk. Nice walk. Feel the rhythm of your body. Think about how your body, how the rhythm of your body feels. Everybody has a rhythm. You have a rhythm. Rhythm, 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 rhythm. Whatever your rhythm is, feel your body. Understand your body. There you go. You're still walking. No stopping unless you really are tired or something, you know, is not feeling good. Pain is never gain. And walking and walking and walking and walking. And now we're going to start to walk and lift our knees way up. Think about a big, giant walking and walking and walking and walking and walking. No tension in your shoulders. And walk and walk. Head up, walk and walk and walk. Lift those shoulders way up. Visualize those knees coming way up. Shoulders are relaxed. They're up, but they're relaxed. And your knees are coming way up and way up and way up. That's good. That's really good. And now shake your body out a little bit. Shake your body out a little bit. And now we're going to do a little jog. Our jog. And remember, if this is easy for you, you can stand and jog in place. Just be safe. And you can jog faster than anybody or you can jog slower. It's your body. It's your time. Hands in soft fist, elbows going back and forth, and here we go. Light little jog, little jog, little jog, feeling good, a smile on your face, and jogging and jogging, jogging and jogging. Remember to visualize that place you want to jog. You know, it could be on the beach, it could be in the forest, it could be anywhere you want to jog. It could be your childhood neighborhood. I don't know, just jog. Shoulders relaxed, arms moving slightly, soft little jog. Always put your feet flat on the floor when you jog. Don't run on your toes and don't run on your heels and don't lean your head forward. There should be no tension really in your torso. It should be straight and easy and jog, letting the flow of oxygen and blood run through your entire body. Letting the flow of oxygen and blood run through your entire body. Hands are in soft fist. And you're jogging and you're loving this. You're jogging and you're loving it. Okay, let's pick it up a little bit if you can. If you can't, keep moving. Keep moving, but if you can pick it up, we're going to jog. We're going to jog. We're going to smile. We're going to breathe. We're going to jog. We're going to smile. We're going to breathe. Come on, let's go. The rhythm of your body, the rhythm of your body. Thinking about where you want to jog. It's a mental image. Thinking about how good your body feels. You can think of two things at one time. Come on, jog. Jog and breathe and smile and think. Jog and breathe and smile and think. Jog and jog and jog and jog and jog and jog. Okay, shake your body out. Shake your body out. Now stretch your body. Bring your arms way over the head. Lift your feet up. Stretch your body as much as you can. I know it's a little hard in a chair, but you can do it. Stretch. Are your hands open? Are your fingers stretched? Stretch. And now very slowly begin to let your fingers and your hands curl in a relaxed position. Your arms come down. Your shoulders relax. Your feet relax. Feel your entire body relax. Take a long, deep breath. Inhale and exhale. And just let your body be still for just a second. And think about how good you feel. Think about who you are. Think about how you're special. And join me again for Get Fit. It's important to me to know. It's really important for me to know that you're out there.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, USA Today. Followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 3. Here's what's happening on the Armchair Adventure Hour. Starting Wednesday, January 18th, we continue the Little House series with the fourth book, On the Banks of Plum Creek by Laura Ingalls Wilder.